What's going on? Yes.
Hey, welcome back to We Didn't Read It, everybody. My name is Hyde Healy.
My name is Tom Lee.
I'm Luke.
I'm Marielle.
Where We Didn't Read It.
Welcome.
The podcast where we introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Tommy.
I'm Luke.
I'm Hyde. I'm confused.
I'm confused. Also works. Yeah. Introducing yourself. I'm confused.
I know that's what.
Right.
That was a bit.
What? We have a guest host. Guess what? Her name is also the same as Aaron. Hey, Aaron. What's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. How's it going?
I've got a topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a banter topic.
We're officially 1 month away from V-Day, from Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Veterans Day.
Nope. Speaking of love, I want to know how you guys feel about online dating.
Online dating?
It's a hellscape.
We should really only let Luke talk.
Bro, Tommy pitched a sketch based on Luke.
Yeah.
Can we give it away?
Dating app veteran. It got rejected, so yeah. I'll tell
my life is hard, man.
Yeah, it was dating app veteran and some guy who spends money on... I don't think you spend money on dating app.
No,
you.
Only a couple times.
No, you did.
Only a couple times
how
I've
much?
Done that.
How much? Yeah.
Only a couple $100s. No, I'm kidding. One time I actually did accidentally spend $600 on both Tinder and...
What?
And Bumble.
What? How did you do that?
I didn't know I was paying for it.
What happened? What
the
fuck? What do you mean are you paying for it?
This was last year.
What happened?
I put my credit card in to Tinder and Bumble because I thought that they said $24.99 a year for both of them. So I was like, all right, I mean, that's pretty cheap. Turns out it's $24.99 a week on both of them. So I was paying $50 a week for Tinder and Bumble. And guess what? A couple months later, however long it takes to get $600, remember how I told you it was my credit card? It was my dad's. It was like, what the hell is going on? And then I went out to like a work dinner with him. Like he like took me out to meet his friends and he was making fun of me about it the whole time. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, is that something I didn't know that you pay for Tinder?
No. If you want unlimited swipes, which I don't need anymore.
How does he not have a girlfriend?
Well,
$600 and you still couldn't get a girlfriend? Yeah.
I wasn't using it at that time. I had bought them and then I was like, these are dumb. And I deleted them. Then I didn't know. And then my dad came to me with the credit card bill. It was like, did you put these on my card? I was like, wasn't me, man.
Do you pay for it now?
No, but I have paid for some amenities since that process.
Like what?
I.e., if you see a really beautiful profile that you feel you need to talk to, but you have used all of your, whether it be super likes or roses, you have to pay 99 cents to get another rose. And then send them a rose.
Can you talk about the virtual roses?
Virtual roses. I think I just hit on that.
Well, I feel like you gave one to someone recently, and I'd like to hear more about it.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to it, really. I gave her a rose, and then she hit me back. And then
what'd she say?
She said, I had a bad line. I lied to a lot. I told a girl I was a lumberjack one time.
What?
And she believed me.
What
I don't
you
know
say?
What I'm doing.
Why did you tell her that?
Well, basically, this specific conversation, I gave her a rose, but I forgot to say something. So I sent it to her. And then she said, on my thing, I say comedy writer. I think it's a little bit too obnoxious to say comedian. I know probably you guys would.
I think comedy writer's pretty obnoxious.
Okay. Well, I mean, it says, what do you do for work? What am I supposed to say?
You're an obnoxious comedy writer.
Media.
All right, what are we talking? I don't want to talk about that.
You know who's definitely not on the apps? Tommy.
No, I'm not.
He was.
He was.
Let's not pretend.
Yeah, they work, apparently.
They work for Tommy.
It works if you work it.
Apparently they work. And then after I got this girlfriend now.
She's so awesome.
If you guys didn't know, Tommy
is so awesome.
And so the day after I asked her to be my girlfriend, my friend came up to me and she's like, hey, I saw your profile on Hinge. Me? And so I deleted it. And then I was like, oh my God. And apparently you have to go into the app and pause it. You can't just.
Right.
Fun fact, Tommy didn't know that you had to deactivate the account. He thought you could just delete
the app. It's called the app meant to be deleted. So
well,
I
it does make
it.
Sense, though, that if you're not using it, you would think it would take you out of circulation.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because like you're not thinking about it after you find somebody.
There's
not
a single subscription.
I got to go back on my Hinge and fucking deactivate
yeah.
it.
That's how most apps work. You have to deactivate, even unsubscribe.
Yeah, but an app based on user like usage, you would think it would just go, oh, well, people are looking for active users specifically in dating apps. If this person's not active, we're going to take them out of the thing.
Right.
Yeah,
I got your back here, dude.
Is there like any cool or cooler way to say that you asked someone to be their girlfriend? Like sometimes I feel like when we're adults, I'm like, I don't know why people are still asking. That's not cool.
Asking. So I disagree. I think it's childish to be like, I guess like we're just kind of dating. Like you just want to be exclusive.
Romantic.
It's romantic. You know I think it's like just formal. I think it's bringing it back to asking permission. We, my girlfriend versus like.
Well, there's also certain expectations that come with being boyfriend, girlfriend versus we're going on a lot of dates. So you have to be like, well, boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, that requires more. Like you could easily get out of shit and be like, oh, I didn't know we were dating. If it's not stated, I am your boyfriend. I am your girlfriend. It's like, I'm accepting. You know what I'm
saying? You could be someone's boyfriend right now and not know it.
Luke, no way.
I don't want to do this anymore.
All right, guys, dream partner. Dream partner.
Cristiano Ronaldo, LeBron James. What? Dream partner in what?
Aaron Pierre.
Dating.
My ex-girlfriend.
If you're out there.
She's out there.
If you're watching.
Dude, she watches all these.
If someone were to have a dating profile and they were to list like an artist or a movie or a book, what would be like a red flag where you would be like, oh God, I don't fuck with that person at all?
Probably the Bible.
Yeah.
If that was like their favorite
book. My favorite book, yeah, for sure.
You don't read any other books.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you read books? There's more.
There's a lot of them that are pretty good too.
Like if they were like a huge R. Kelly fan, probably.
Right.
A P. Diddy fan.
Yeah, they're P. Diddy now.
Like still vouch for P. Diddy. Yeah.
I think anything Ryan Reynolds, I would have to never.
Ryan Reynolds? Really?
I feel like I exposed way too much of my life.
I learned so much awesome stuff. This is great. We should have more questions like this.
We watched a movie with Tommy and then.
Well, yeah, no, we bring up the broach the top.
So we watched a movie this weekend. That was cool.
What movie?
No, Juror Number Two.
It wasn't cool because of what Tommy did and said.
Tommy was talking the entire movie. He was commentating on the movie.
I'm talking about the movie.
Not even funny stuff. Most of it wasn't really related.
I said this earlier, but it was as if Tommy thought he was in like a reaction video, like a let's react, let's watch a movie or whatever.
And like really specific things too, like, oh, look at the guy's shoes. Like, no, dude, a man getting fucking put on trial.
It was Juror Number Two. It was like a drama. I was trying to figure out what this guy's going to do to get out of this situation.
And then you would ask questions, obvious questions about what was going on. So it was clear you weren't paying attention because you were talking so much.
I don't remember that at all.
And Hyde really stonewalled. He didn't say one word.
No, I didn't say a goddamn thing.
I was watching a movie. I thought you were.
I had a couple funny quips in there, but then you were.
See, I don't understand why you don't watch movies by yourself then. Why don't we all go to our rooms and watch this movie by ourselves?
Oh my God.
No one talks during a movie, Tommy.
I'm talking about other things. Let's talk about the movie. I like make fun of it.
Barely.
What did you talk about during this movie?
I'm also tactful. I'm also I'm looking for a good spot.
No, you weren't.
You shouldn't be looking for a good spot.
I looked for a good spot. I had that, that Tide after he hit me in the head with a rock when the guy was in prison. That was funny. Sure. You were saying shit every 10 seconds.
No, I wasn't.
All right, I'm sorry.
Aaron, what didn't we read today?
We did not read Ready Player One.
Oh, I really have not read that.
In the 2040s, the world is in disrepair due to global
warming. Tommy will be 80.
Overpopulation and numerous societal ills. To escape the real world, most of humanity disappears into the Oasis, which is an expansive virtual universe. The universe has its own zones and lands. It was created by the eccentric James Donovan Halliday. When he died, he left a video with his will stating that he left an Easter egg inside of Oasis, so inside the VR. The person who finds it will inherit Oasis, so the whole thing, and Halliday's entire fortune. Three keys have been hidden that unlock three hidden gates. Individual players, which are called Gunters, and huge corporations like IOI, hunt for these keys, but when our novel begins, all of these entities have been hunting down the keys for 5 years to no avail.
To no avail?
No avail.
Wait, not even to no avail at all?
Our story begins with 18-year-old Wade Watt, who lives in the stacks with his aunt. The stacks are literally a collection of trailers stacked upon one another. They live in poverty. He spends his time in Oasis as his avatar, Parzival, looking for the keys, and he studies both Halliday's journal and the 80s pop culture he loved. After deciphering a clue in Halliday's journal, he discovers that the first key must be hidden on the planet Ludus. And we find him entering a recreation of the Dungeons & Dragons module, Tomb of Horrors, full of monsters and traps to retrieve the key.
Yeah, no, this is Dungeons & Dragons Escape Room, but our founder loved 80s music, so we got a lot of George Michael going.
Oh, James Halliday?
Yeah.
It sucks. His name used to be James Christmas, and then they changed it because of fucking woke.
You know what? I'm not allowed to say that on this job, but I 100% agree with you.
The war on...
I'm sick of this. But anyway, yeah, we got George Michael playing. Feel free to do karaoke over there with the Monster Guys. Okay, basically, there is a clue in here. I wasn't supposed to say there's a key in this room. I was not supposed to say there's a key in this room.
Oh, one of the keys?
One of the keys.
I've been searching for 5 years.
I keep saying there's a key.
John? John? Hey, how's it going, bud? How's it going?
Hey, Mr. Clark, how are you?
Oh, we got another. What's your name, bud?
Hey, it's, I forgot.
Wade Watt.
My name is Wade Watt.
Is it Wade Watt, perchance?
Hey, no, this is,
I'll talk to you. So what has John told you about the place so far?
So, I mean, there's a lot of George Michael going on.
George Michael?
A lot of 80s
freedom.
Stuff.
Any other 80s music that you have?
It's supposed to be a surprise, the George Michael stuff.
Right, the George Michael stuff's a surprise.
There's a lot of Michael Jackson, right, which is crazy, even though it's the 2040s now, and they found even more victims later in the 2030s.
Well, you know, we also have an increasing fondness of him with time because of his cultural legacy. So it's kind of like two opposing
forces.
that increase over time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have control of the soundtrack.
Okay. He didn't say anything. He just said that's it. He said to look around, to hang out.
Just was that. And then we did agree about the holiday versus Christmas thing.
We did agree on that.
Hey,
right?
Hey, mm-hmm. Not at work.
Politics are in everything, sir.
Who is this? Is this like an intern or something? What is that?
She's one of the gremlins.
One of the gremlins?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
You a gremlin?
Excuse me. A word? A word? Lucy?
I get really anxious when you're here, Mr.
You're supposed to be in the dungeon? Yeah? Supposed to be in the dungeon?
I thought I was...
Do you want me to throw her back down there?
No.
I hate doing it.
She needs to learn to go back there by herself.
What she needs is lunch. You don't give her lunch off.
Is that what you want?
Lucy.
Do you want to go out and get a couple ham sandwiches
Now you want to give me some ham sandwiches?
I've been asking for 30 days.
Lucy, I have a Slim Jim right now. I'll give you the Slim Jim right now if you tell me where the key that's
don't
in
you
here.
Even
he told me where the key.
Who
told me
that
the key.
Guy over there?
No, you, John.
Wait, no.
What is that?
It's my laser shotgun. I'm loading up 30 shells into it.
Mr. Clark, there's an obvious explanation here. This kid is...
It takes five shells to knock him down.
It's underneath his bench?
Yeah.
Can I say something before you execute me?
He's in a box underneath his bed.
It's going to take five. It's going to take five to kill you, so you got time.
Can I say stuff before you execute?
For sure.
Okay. I'm massively injured by this, so you're not going to... I'm unable to speak because I'm getting shot by lasers.
I can't help but think this might be kind of my fault a little bit.
I just want to say one more thing before I die. One last shot. Merry Christmas.
A true patriot. Well, there.
He's a damn martyr. He's a martyr. And that's how he died. God.
I'm not dead yet. The key's in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
The gremlin told me it was under your bed.
Gremlin, get the key.
Hide the key. Under his bed, which means that he lives
She's too hungry. She doesn't eat you.
You live here?
Hide it.
Do you live here?
I can't answer that because now I'm dying.
All right, let me see. Oh, I found it. Oh, okay. It's one of these big ass like medieval like jail. No, it's right. One of those old Western jail keys that's like coming off the hook, you know, like it's on a ring. And it's
Mr.
huge.
Clark, it's your direct superior, Duncan.
I thought you were the boss.
Yeah, but I'm Duncan's direct superior. There's a chain of command at the escape room. There's a clear chain of command.
There was a boss, then you shot him.
I killed my only employee. Oh
my God.
Oh, crap.
I'm the only one here.
Oh, crap. Oh, no.
We get not very many customers, but the bureaucracy is massive.
Can we turn down Wham, please?
We don't do that. We don't turn down
Last holiday you gave me my heart.
Did you change the lyrics of Last Christmas to Last Holiday?
Yes, we're trying to be more inclusive.
And what happened to your employee? I know he's dead.
He's so dead.
Sir, what is your name? Can I get a description of the events that occurred from you?
My name is Wade Watts, and I have the key. I found it first. Square.
You found the key.
Yes, I did.
John told him about the key.
Oh.
I did it. And then I shot John five times with his laser shot.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if somebody finds the key. You're supposed to shoot the person that finds the key, not the poor employee.
That's standard procedure.
Oh, crap.
All right. Okay. I'm out of here, guys. I just locked you guys in with the key, and I just set the whole building on fire.
Well, think rationally here, sir. Don't shoot your boss, because...
I'm not gonna.
Well, I mean, we could just dance to Last Christmas before we go up in flames.
Let's do it.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
What'd you do?
You gave it away.
All right.
It's going too slow. I'm going to shoot a bazooka at it.
After finding the key, the copper key, our friend Wade has become a global celebrity. IOI tries to recruit him to join their mission to find the rest of the keys. When he refuses, they blow up his home, and while he's gone, they kill his aunt. The explosion is disguised as an accident. Wade eventually finds the second key, which is the crystal key, in a box of Captain Crunch. We find him trying to unlock the second gate. To do so, he must beat a game inside a Blade Runner Void Kampf machine.
Mr. Watt!
Hey.
Perhaps, have you seen your home?
No, I was just about to go back there. I was going to check the ring camera and see what's going on.
Perhaps
there,
should, Mr. Watt. Perhaps they're on their way to help a poor doomed lady.
What does that mean? Why are you talking like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Can I just have my hot dog, please?
Sure. Sorry. Yeah, here you go.
Oh, my God, a huge fire. Look over there. Where's it coming from?
Yeah, where is it coming
that's
from?
That's my house area.
Could you tell me? I'm working on an accent for an audition. Did that sound like German?
It sounded like a German, like, villain. Like,
all right.
Really trying to be a villain.
I'm going
to
be in this Mein Kampf video game. I'm going to be in this, like, Mein Kampf arcade game.
Mein Kampf video game?
Yeah. That's what it's called, right?
What was that?
Void Kampf.
Never mind.
I hope it's not a Minecraft video game.
Never mind.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to go back to my house now. And
hey, I'm your Uber. You want me to take you to the location you put in your house?
Yeah.
Wait, real quick, dude, do you want another hot dog?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want him to come? I have more room in the car.
Sure, you a cop? Split
yeah,
it,
for sure,
Uber,
right, cool. I come.
Uber pool?
Yeah. Oh,
yo, great. I got George Michael plan. I really like George Michael.
I like George Michael. Can I ask you advice?
Yeah, what's going on?
Do
baby?
You think this is like a good accent? Can I do it again? Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Is that German George Michael?
German George Michael?
And I heard rumors of they were putting that in the new video game being developed, Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
I think it's Mein Kampf, dude.
I guess.
Wait,
am I the crazy one?
Do you have an audition for that?
Yeah.
My agent told me that they were all booked.
I'm sorry, dude. No, I just got this audition like 5 minutes ago.
Anyway, here's your house. It's
I've
a huge fucking fire.
So. Oh, no. Did my aunt do this? Did my bitch dumbass
hey,
aunt
I work for
like,
IOI. Bro, yeah, it looks like your senile aunt burnt down her
looks
house.
Looks like an accident.
I'm
going to
yell at my aunt.
Yeah, that's an
aunt.
Accident
she'd
for sure.
Dead in there.
We can't find the source of the house, of the burning down.
Not cool at all.
I'm doing it because it's pissing me off.
That's just not Mega Hammer.
Stop. You're not going to get it.
Quite frankly, you shouldn't want to get it, dude. It wouldn't be a good look.
Here's the thing. With acting,
I need
exposure. He's just, now this kid's freaking describing
I'm
acting
a celebrity.
You're a celebrity.
To be acting,
you're a celebrity. Who are you?
I'm Wade Watts, bitch. You know who I
you're
am.
You're Wade Watts?
Yes, I have a hat on and sunglasses. But
he's got the keys. He's got two keys.
No, I don't. Another
note. Hey, Wade, why don't you get back in my Uber, man?
Oh, my God.
You would be coming with us, this yes.
Wait,
you would be
mean?
Coming with us.
Guys, my
get
house
him in the car.
Back into
the
Uber.
Locked. We're going 1 million miles.
Back into Uber. Let's take him I know someone who can get answers out of him.
Who does be?
Her name is Lucy.
In the Sky with Diamonds?
Lucy.
Let's go. Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. We got you.
Oh, my God. It's my girlfriend from fifth grade. It's my ex-girlfriend from fifth grade, Lucy.
Oh, my God.
I still love you.
I still love you.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what do I have to do to get your love
this
back? I don't
know. Not the right person to bring
him
back to.
No, but if sidebar, if she's still in love with him and he just said, what do I have to do? We can get her him to give her the keys.
For sure.
You heard that, right? They're trying to pin us against each other?
Yeah.
Are we on the same page?
Lucy, a word.
You know what we should do?
A sidebar, Lucy?
Sidebar, please.
No, wait, no.
So could we have a sidebar?
We have it. When someone says sidebar,
because I really want to know what it is.
You have to let me go. You have to let me go.
For sure. Lucy,
can I ask what you guys want?
Yeah, well, we're going to sidebar it.
First off, I wanted to ask, does this sound like a good German accent? Das ist cool. That's just mega cool.
It is good.
Like that?
That was actually pretty good.
Really?
You know what it's for?
You're not just saying that?
Do you know what it's
for? Is there anything that I could do differently?
It could be better.
I mean, try more.
But
do angry.
That's just cool.
No, don't.
Sounds like you have to shit.
That's
what it sounds
we're
like.
In a sidebar.
I told you to let me go and mind your business.
What? You just said you love me.
Yeah, but this is not about you.
Typical Lucy switching up.
Typical Lucy.
Yeah, you're the same way as you were in the fifth grade. You offered me your grape juice in the fifth grade, and then you switched up.
Wait, it's not good. We need them to be in a relationship.
Oh,
you know, Lucy,
answers.
You know what?
Get your answers.
We're a sidebar now, actually.
Oh, you want a sidbar?
It's a private conversation.
Wait,
talk to me.
Can we just be me and you sidebar? Because he's not, like, that cool. We've been sidebarring a lot. He's like, not that chill.
Yeah, you can get in the sidebar.
Well, I'm mad because he got it, and I'm.
Can I sidebar with myself? What the frick is going on?
Sidebar with me right now.
What the heck's going
sidebar
on?
Sidebar with me right now.
I'm not going to sidebar with you.
Who's
right
your
now.
Agent? Who's your agent?
I'm not.
Is it Donovan?
Sidebarring with you.
Is it Donovan?
It's Donovan.
Get the hell out of here, man. We don't even care anymore.
Lucy, oh, you want to come with me?
I do.
Lucy, do you want a hot dog?
No.
Okay.
Yo. Yeah.
Cool.
Yo, we'll show them. If you sucked me off. You couldn't do that in fifth grade to each other, but now,
but now
we're older.
Now we're consenting adults, so like we can.
I think that would make them really mad. Look how mad they already look.
It's been a while.
Did I blow? Oh, okay. Did I blow it?
After finding the crystal key by finding a guitar behind a waterfall, Wade must get through the third gate. The problem is that there are key hunters. They are called the Sixers. They're hired by the IOI, and they have surrounded and blockaded the castle that Wade needs to enter. With the help of his friends, H, Artemis, and Shoto,
I call Shoto.
He is taken as an indentured servant at IOI, who has been forcing people to play for them to find the keys. Once inside, Wade must find a way to break down their digital defenses and get inside the castle.
We're arm in arm. We're blocking the castle.
Oh, it's Joel
no,
Embiid.
No, not you.
It's Joel Embiid.
Well, he's going to be injured in a second, so we can probably just walk right past him.
Nope. Yep. Try again past us.
Why are you? What happened to you?
Can
you
we had just
great
cut his
NBA
arms off?
Career. Probably. You never made it to the. You never made it past the first round of the playoffs, but now you're second round. Sorry, excuse me, but now you're a Sixer in the sense of.
Well,
Wade Watts.
I'm Shoto.
Okay.
I'm Shoto.
That's my friend Shoto.
Artemis.
I was
Artemis.
A big Lord of the Rings fan, so I named.
I'm
him,
not a huge fan.
Shoto. That's Artemis.
I'm Shoto.
Okay, so I have direct commands.
Well, I'm
Shoto. Okay, to keep you out of the castle. So if you guys could just turn around.
I'm Shoto.
Could you stop?
I'm Shoto.
Could you stop?
Hey, Maggie, happy birthday.
He gets really excited sometimes.
From your favorite ring finder, Wade. Sorry, my celebrity's fallen off a little since I got captured, so now I have to make cameos to make a living.
Shoto do cameo too.
Okay.
Shoto's not. You're not on cameo. No one wants cameos from you.
I'm Shoto.
No one, your cameo, how much do you charge?
Shoto charge however much they want.
Let me check. He charges $1.
Open.
I charge $500, so.
I'm Shoto.
Okay, bring out the gorilla with the barrels. Gorilla with the barrels, please.
Oh,
gorilla
shit.
With the barrels.
Shoto knows gorilla with the barrels.
I'm just going to shoot at him.
Now?
Shoto need gun?
Yeah. Throw it.
Shoto don't need no gun. Shoto talk to gorilla. I'm Shoto.
Gorilla's hanging out. He's flying towards your head right now.
Shoto.
I'm Shoto.
We got to go. We got to move.
I'm Shoto.
Yes, I know.
Barrels flying down towards your head?
I'm Shoto.
Shoto. Sure. Shoto. I'm Shoto. 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 Sure. Shoto.
We gotta get past. We gotta get past this wall.
Shoto. 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 Shoto.
No, Shoto.
Shoto.
Excuse me.
Shoto.
What was that?
Wait.
Castle's really high. Barrel's still falling.
Shoto.
Barrel's still falling from above your head. Shoto. I thought you said something way
different. And it landed on your head. It did not seem to faze you.
I'm Shoto.
That scares me. Okay, you guys can go in. You guys can go in.
Thank you.
That's scary.
This really works most of the time.
Shoto. I'm frightened. Go in.
Shoto.
That was scary.
Shoto, Shoto!
Oh, yes!
Oh, shit.
Shoto think he needs antacid.
Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah.
Shoto don't have any. Just a suggestion. Shoto feel bad for Monster.
What did you eat, Monster?
Shoto think heart really hurt.
There's only four seasons you need to be reasons you need to be changed. Are you hungry?
Shoto think this guy could
okay,
have
we're not,
his problem
we're not
solved.
Throwing things.
I love.
There's other ways to express themselves.
Shoto think maybe his heart hurt because he's broken. Shoto.
Is it Peach?
I'm Shoto.
Princess Peach? Oh, we love Princess Peach.
Wait, did she like, break up with you?
Did you kidnap her? And
yeah. I know.
Shoto?
But I did hear that was after like he kidnapped her. So
Shoto.
But, you know, he has feelings as well.
I mean.
Kidnapped her. And you know,
Shoto.
What is going on?
Donkey Kong?
You guys know each other?
Donkey Kong?
I'm Shoto.
Who are these people?
I'm Shoto.
Why don't you, you Shoto?
I'm Shoto.
Donkey Kong, throw Shoto off the castle ledge, if you would.
I wonder if he like is stupid enough to put the keys in one of the barrels he threw at us.
I don't know. Why don't you toss?
Let's open this barrel here.
You got Shoto in your hands there?
Shoto in barrel. Shoto scared.
What's happening? You have Shoto?
Shoto no wanna die.
I don't really care about him, to be honest.
Shoto! Honestly,
I think it's kind of annoying.
Drop the key.
I've been around him way too long.
I'm Shoto.
Kind of,
Shoto one.
Kind of a one-trick pony.
I'm Shoto.
Oh no.
I'm Shoto.
What the heck?
Shoto, respond.
No.
Forgot it's a video game.
Sometimes.
Anyway, I just found a key in this barrel here,
and
we got it.
The thing about you guys is that you're kind of invincible,
Shoto,
which makes it kind of pointless for me to try to keep you from the key.
Shut the fuck up. Please.
Shoto don't want to be here no more.
All right, well, I'm bringing out the villains from James Bond GoldenEye.
I don't even know which one those are.
Shoto gonna meet Octopussy?
So now that Wade has found a way to break down the digital defenses in the castle by emotional manipulation, I'm not sure. He's got to beat the final level. So to do so, Wade must first play the old Tempest arcade game, then act out the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and then turn on an old computer and play a game of adventure.
So, Percival, Wade Watt, whatever the... What are you going by?
In the real world, I'm Wade Watts. In here, I am Percival.
Percival, very cool.
Family name.
So how are you doing on those quests?
It was my dad's grandfather's name.
Oh, okay. Because
he came...
Right.
He came from Scotland.
Okay.
In like the
So there are three quests
1800s.
For you to do. One of them is to find the Holy Grail.
There was a famine.
Do the Holy Grail.
There was a famine.
Another one.
And it almost destroyed the whole
second one?
Country.
Second one. Play the old Tempest arcade game. And then the last one, you got to play an adventure game.
Then what happened after the famine?
Thank you. So there was a famine, and he had to like end up eating his brother.
What?
Davis.
High stakes here.
He had his brother Davis.
You need to do this to
and then,
complete the.
And his name was Percy. He ate his brother Davis.
His name was Percy?
No.
Are you Wade Watt?
No, I'm Percivus.
Percival.
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 His brother's name was Davis, my great grandfather's brother. He had to eat him. Mm-hmm. His name was Percy. So he's like, I'm going to combine them. Percy and Davis have become Percival.
Okay. Not a great combination of names.
It's not a great name. There's so many other options.
I think he was Scott. I think it came out like with his accent.
Wait.
With his accent, what's the accent?
My grandpa, who lived in Scotland at that time, was eaten by his brother during, I want to say, the famine.
Okay, so I got fed up during all this. So
well, that
your grandpa ate my grandpa.
No, it was my dad's grandpa.
You'd
lie.
He caught me in a lie, guys. I was just talking to him because I know he's like kind of famous or something. I wanted to have like a funny story with a famous guy.
Anyway, what were you saying?
You want two microphones for all the talking you're doing?
Yes. So, anyway, no, okay. What were you saying?
I got fed up during all that, so I did all the challenges for you.
Whoa, were they cool? Again? Interesting.
Yep, you're good.
Wait, where are you going to go now that all the hard work has been done for you? You have a lot of free time. You can choose anything, Mr.
I think I'm going to go to Scotland and trace my genealogy back and see if I can, you know, get in touch with my roots and stuff.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to give back to the people there.
So I did all the things and you're just still talking about...
Guys, we're on Air Scotland. We're about 30 minutes to touchdown in Glasgow.
Right. Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you. And just remember, not talking to anybody specific, but stop farting on the plane.
What did you say? Wait, did you say start?
I'm getting word from the flight attendant. Somebody's farting.
On the plane.
Stop farting on the plane.
That was a Scottish thing.
12A.
Is that you?
Anyway,
wait, I've been 12B. Holy shit. Wait. What are you doing?
I'm logging off. I'm logging off.
Can't log off a plane, mate.
Can I have a Guinness? Flight attendant, please. Can I have a Guinness?
Yeah, I'm done playing for today.
You look a bit underage. I'm sorry.
Whoa. I'm not underage.
What was going on? I got confused.
It's okay.
There are kids online. They're bullying me.
And we've touched down in Glasgow. Thank you very much, everyone. Welcome to Scotland.
I'm in the video game.
This has been Scotland.
I think I was playing the wrong video game.
This has been Scotland.
Are you not real? I thought I was in real life. Am I in the video game?
I'm Shoto.
Okay. I'm in Scotland right now. What's the quickest way I can get to wherever it was? New York?
Scotland there.
That's the quickest way. God damn it, I don't want to.
You can take Scotland there.
Anything else?
No, unfortunately not, sir. Everything has been booked, sir. And there is a passenger who I know.
Your accent changed a little.
Yeah,
well, because I don't have to be Scottish. I could be British.
No, no, it's okay.
British works.
So you're going to have to sit in seat 12A.
I want to make you. I'm going to change the settings. I want to make you Japanese. Can you change?
Sorry, sir. That setting is out of use.
okay.
It would have been funny about 15 years ago. But the higher up said it's out of use, sir.
It's fair. It's all right.
Makes sense.
I got, yeah. Sorry about that.
I do, let's be clear, still think it's funny, but.
okay. so we're touched down.
30 minutes to landing. Thank you for riding. Scotland Air.
I'm going to log back in. They're probably gone by now.
so. We gotta wait for the bag. Wait.
And we are stuck at the gate.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for your patience.
We're still on a plane?
In Scotland there.
How are we still on a plane to Scotland?
You're back.
How long sir. We've landed in New York City, Scotland there.
Where are we coming from? Are we coming from Scotland?
Glasgow, Scotland there.
So I started on a plane going from New York to Scotland, and now I'm on a plane going from Scotland to New York.
Correct, sir. You missed the vacation.
You what? Did this.
No, I didn't.
You did this.
No, I didn't.
I'm an air marshal. Stop.
Stop what?
Just stop doing being weird and then sit back down and wait to get off the plane.
We shouldn't have guns on this plane.
So
I think that's...
Well, air marshals can have guns, so what are you saying?
You're not really an air marshal.
No, I am an air marshal.
You're pointing a gun at me for being weird?
Like you're doing an American accent.
Don't. Now I'm an air marshal.
I think you're the same guy before. Yeah.
I'm Wade Watts.
Why do you still have your...
Wait, you're Wade Watts?
I'm Wade Watts.
No, then
Wade,
who's this?
A.K.A. Parsival.
I'm Parsival.
Parsival.
I'm the real Parsival.
Who do I believe? Watts.
Ask me a question only Parsival would know.
Yeah, ask me a question only I would know.
How did Shoto die?
He didn't die. He's still alive.
I don't know. I didn't really care about him that much.
It's me. Shoto.
Wait, so you do know other words besides Shoto?
You don't care Shoto die?
But that's how you know it's the real me.
No, I know.
Shoot
I knew
him, and then we'll
you.
Talk about it later.
Alive.
Come on, Shoto!
Shoto don't want to play in these games.
Shoto!
No!
Shoto!
No! 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 No!
Let him go
no.
in peace.
Pop. And that's Ready Player One.
On Scotland.
Well, it was Ready Player One. I want to see that movie now. That sounds insane.
It sounds dumb how he finds a key in a box of Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's lucky.
He's really conveniently finding. Oh, I went to a waterfall. It's behind the waterfall.
Yeah.
I'd like a spinoff to. Maybe talk about Shoto's life, you know, how he got to where he was.
You really fleshed out Shoto, the character.
I forgot that he's actually in the book.
I was really rocking with Shoto.
Yeah.
He was. We had his own language at one point. I was trying to learn
he's
it.
He's invincible.
Yeah.
So he probably
he came back to life. He responded.
Yeah.
I tried to kill him off. I killed him off twice.
Well, Shoto did.
You killed him off the second time.
Yeah, yeah. The second time Shoto went away.
So he's like a guy, like he only dies when he chooses to die.
Mm-hmm.
So like he didn't respond when he killed himself. He was like, this is the final,
mm-hmm.
is it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. His powers are.
Guys, comment down below if you think Shoto should come back for more episodes. No, regardless of
Shoto
the book,
2.0.
Shoto could pop back in.
All right, guys, that's been We Didn't Read It. Thank you so much for freaking listening. We did Ready Player One. It was a lot of fun, Shoto. Yeah, just
shout
you know,
out Shoto.
Freaking shout out Shoto. Freaking check us out online. Check us out, Americanized Shorts. College Life, as it's a separate YouTube channel that you can subscribe to.
Barely adults.
Shoto is building up his social media profile. You can find him on YouTube at Shoto Shorts. You can find him on Instagram at Shoto Cooks.
You can't.
And he's also on Twitter as Shoto the Great.
He's not.
Dude, he's popping off.
No, Shoto's actually going mad viral.
No. No.
Super viral.
No.
He's also creating an Ultimate Fighting League called The Showdown.
Okay.
Shoto's Showdown. Anyway,
Shoto shout out.
Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Bye.
Shoto.
Bye bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.